Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and also 96.5 TIC. We are joined with Sergeant Steve Austin this morning from Hartford Police, not the $6 billion man. We had a fun with that little bit of joke, but we're going to be talking today about something serious. About police recruitment in the city of Hartford, it is something that they are really trying to do to get more officers involved, fill some positions, and get some great people out on the streets of Hartford as well and working in the department. And so many different aspects to talk about, the problem of police recruitment, and I'm glad to have you on, Sergeant Austin. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Morgan, and thank you for having me. I mean, I really appreciate you and 1080 Radio and all your listeners for taking the time to just listen to an old $6 million man talk a little bit.
You know, I couldn't not make the joke, but welcome to the program. And we were talking before we started recording for the show here about all the different things that you have done within the Hartford Police Department over the years, because some people may see, okay, well, you know, they're out doing patrol, you've got detectives, but the truth of the matter is that an officer within any department, including Hartford Police, has many opportunities to do many different things, and you definitely have.
Yes, Morgan, I would say we have so many different opportunities here at the Hartford Police Department. Anyone who wants to be a police officer or work here in the city at our law enforcement agency, you're going to find that the opportunities to branch out and do so many different things, the variety, it's just awesome. I personally, like I said, I have been, you know, we all start as patrolmen, of course. When you graduate the academy. But then I was had the opportunity. I did a walk beat. I was a bicycle officer. I used to ride the bike all around the community. That was one of the great things that I enjoyed, and actually kept me in shape. I was, you know, street crimes, and then we were able to go to the shooting task force, and then luckily for me, I got promoted to sergeant. Somebody thought I would be a good leader, but I got promoted to sergeant, and then I was assigned to the Intel Division, which is our Vice Intel and Narcotics Division. And from there, I was put on a task force. And that task force spans our entire East Coast. We worked in cities from as far north as Boston and far south as Baltimore. And basically what we did, we focused on gun violence in our cities, and we've got to work with some great people in the U.S. Attorney's Office, and, you know, we closed a lot of cases. We got a lot of guns off the street. But it wasn't just about arresting people. The flip side of that was we worked a lot in the community. We worked a lot with our service providers, our faith-based community. We did a lot of interesting things. So when you think in terms of what law enforcement actually is, many people never see that that side of it, because they only see us in the cruisers. And I can tell you, you will be able to, if you have transferable skills or other things that you're very good at, we tend to put people where their expertise is. So if you're good in academics, we're going to find some way for you to utilize those skills. If you're good at forensics and things of that nature, if you have a criminal justice major in college, we're going to try to put you in, so to speak, get in where you fit in. But I can tell you, you will never ever be bored working as a officer here in the city of Hartford. And that can, whether you're a detective, a officer, or a sergeant, lieutenant, captain, it's just outstanding.
Right now, between now and January 10th, you guys are trying to recruit as many good men and women as you can to fill how many roles, 50 to 60 positions, is that right?
Yeah, we're looking to fill about 50 to 60 positions within the next year. We have several classes, mine included, that are going to be coming up for retirement in the next 18 to 24 months. So, some of us are going to be leaving, and we just want to put officers in here who are interested in becoming great service providers to our city of Hartford. That's what we're looking for. Individuals who want to do something noble, who look at law enforcement for what it is and not look into the headlines of all the negativity, because that's out there, obviously. But the reality is that we do so much more. We do so much more than just arrest people. We're constantly out here at holiday time, in the summer, at a lot of our festivals and cultural events. We're here. We're not here to arrest. We're here to make sure that people are safe. That's why it's called public safety. And one of the most important things that I talk to young men and women, not just young men and women, but just anyone who's over the age of 21, has a valid Connecticut driver's license, has a high school diploma or GED, and is an American citizen. Now, those are the four main requirements that it takes to be a Harper police officer. Obviously, there's a physical component where you have to pass a physical agility test, and there's a written exam. But working here in Harford has been like one of the most rewarding experiences that I have ever had. And I can tell anybody that who's out there, you will find this a fulfilling career. Because this is not just a job. This is a career. And our pay is very, very competitive. We recently signed a new collective bargaining agreement with the city of Harford, and our pay is competitive with all of our suburban counterparts. You know, not to take away from those guys, but what we offer here in the city in terms of variety and diversity and our cultural things that we have to offer will make any individual just that much better, because the thing is, you have it. We have it all. And when I talk about, I just want to hit on this a little bit. If you are into boating, for instance, we have a marine division, all right? We have our own marine division. We have jet skis. We have our boats. We have a dive team. So if you ever want to go out there and you know, we have to search sometimes. We have to do dives into the lakes and ponds and into our river. We have the Connecticut River that runs parallel to the city. We also have our ERT or SWAT team, and if that's your thing, you want to rappel down the side of a building and you love doing all that kind of stuff, man, that's for you. I used to love that show SWAT as a kid, so it's awesome what these guys do. We have our you know, our bomb squad. If you know you're into bombs or C4 and you really want to help people, because that's a very in today's society we have those. We have street crime unit. We have our bicycle. If you like riding motorcycles, you know, we have our traffic division. We had our equestrian, our horses, but I mean, we're hoping to bring those back. So the thing is, guys, you will never, ever be bored. We have a CSD department, which is our crime scene division. I know everyone watches CSI, so listen, it's there. You know, if you want to investigate fraud, we have fraud investigators. We have homicide. We have robbery. We have so many different detective bureaus and divisions that you can work in.
How else are you reaching out? Are you going to schools? Are you going to colleges? Are you going on the streets? Are you? I know you guys do Coffee with a Cop. That's for a different purpose. But, you know, things like that where you're trying to reach out to the community. What are you guys doing? And also, what are you hearing from people who say, maybe it's not for me, or also people who are perhaps somewhat interested? What are you doing and what are you hearing?
Great question there, Morgan. Well, one of the things that we do, we do go to schools. We go to a lot of the local universities here. We've been down to University of New Haven, Central Connecticut State University, as well as Eastern and University of Connecticut and University of Harford. These are a lot of our local partners that we've reached out to. We've been up to Westfield State College in Massachusetts. But the most important thing, and so let me just put this out, because I started at community college. All our local community colleges here in Connecticut, whether it's Harford or Enfield and New Haven, I have a special soft spot in my Harford Community College, because that's where I started my college career at before I went on to a four-year school. The thing, what I'm saying, is that we reach out, we utilize our local partners in terms of our faith-based organizations, our civic organizations. We are constantly on the street. One of the things, representation is huge, and people say, well, do you only want to hire city residents? Say, well, you know what, listen, we have a charge. We want to have our department reflect our city, because I think that helps a lot in the community, because one of the things that has historically always been an issue is that the department didn't reflect the cities that they worked in. And so we have made a huge push to do that, but at the same time, not, for lack of a better word, not lose quality of the individuals that we're looking for. You know, Harford has some great, great citizens, and we're looking to, you know, get as many Harford citizens as possible, because it's their city. But at the other hand is that we've reached out to every community across the state. We look at all demographics, and we want to make sure that we only get the very best, because at the end of the day, these are going to be the men and women that represent not only the Harford Police Department and our agency, but they also serve the city. So we, as Harford and our citizens here, we deserve the very best. And so we want to make sure that those individuals that come here and work are those type of individuals who have, you know, thought about it and are very conscious of the fact that you're coming into a major city and, you know, you understand a lot of the challenges that are here, but you also have empathetic views, but you know, and you're professional enough to get your job done, but doing it in a safe and respectful way. So reaching out, going out in the corners, going out into communities. That's something I enjoy quite a bit, and telling them about my experiences. I think my experiences here at the Hubbard Police Department, like I said, they span many different divisions, and just me. I was born and raised in Hartford, so I can speak specifically about what it is to be a citizen and to work here. So I think that's important. But the universities and the local community colleges and the churches and the organizations that we reach with are some of our partners. They've all been very, very helpful. We want to make sure that we're touching all bases. We don't want to leave any stones unturned. If you want to be a Hartford police officer, I'm going to just give you a quick, if you mind if I give a quick contact number.
Please do.
I can reach that 860-757-4338. Once again, that's 860-757-4338. Please, the application closes on January 10th, which is next Tuesday. Go to policeapp.com. That's policeapp.com. And click on the City of Hartford entry-level police officers. We're not only looking for new officers, but if you're a lateral or you're working currently at another agency around the state and you want to work in somewhere a little challenging, a little more action, a little more people, a little more diversity, come on down to the Hartford Police Department. We'd love to have you. And if you're listening to me and you're from out of state, we're looking at comparables too.
I know that a lot of people definitely respect police work. They also realize that it is very difficult work. Long hours at times, the danger level is there too. How do you go up to somebody who's maybe on the fence of being a police officer or doesn't know if they really want to be a police officer and address that concern?
Well, you know, Morgan, that's something that we talk about. I mean, you have to be 100% honest with people. And yes, our profession does have some dangers. However, we want to think in terms of all the other things that it offers. Those, the danger is something that can happen anywhere. But most importantly, we are here to be preventative. We look for things. We study our data. We look at from an analytical point of view, and we try to prevent, be preventative, and so to speak, in terms of our law enforcement. We're not looking out there to put new guys in danger, but you have to make them aware of it. And we have those conversations with their families and their loved ones because we want them to understand the career that they're choosing. The positive aspect is that we're here and you're going to be providing a service that, you just can't quantify what that means to individuals. I've seen guys who've helped deliver babies. I mean, saved someone from a burning building. I mean, these are the things that you just can't quantify, and on a daily basis, these guys go out because these guys are heroes every day. My dad often talked about the difference between a hero and a coward when I was a kid, and he asked my brother and I, did we understand what that meant? And we, at the time, of course, we were kind of, a hero is the guy who, he saves the day. He goes, no, a hero is just the difference between a hero and a coward, one of them does something. They're the same person. They're scared. They don't know what to do, but one of them does something. And that's what makes a difference. And these guys, when they come here, they act. They do something. They go out, whether it's saving someone's life, whether it's making sure that someone has enough presents and toys for Christmas. A poor kid, he got his bike stolen. My fraternal organization came back. We brought the kid a new bike. We presented him and his sisters with new bikes. These are the things that we don't see on the papers or in the media, but these are the things that guys do. And they go out of their way. Sometimes they go in their own pocket to make these things happen. We provide scholarships through our scholarship funds. So, yeah, it has some dangers, but, life it has dangers in general. And I think, more importantly, though, it has so much more to offer. So I focus on those things because I want guys, men and women, I have to watch that, it's men and women, to understand that this is the type of career that it's so much more than just your average job. That's why I tell people it's not a job. It's a career. It's a lifestyle, and you're going to appreciate it. You're going to be that guy. You're going to be a role model no matter where you go. People are going to be watching you, how you carry yourself and the things that you do, and you're going to be that guy. They're going to be looking to you for direction. So, and I want to make sure that we get the very best of the men and women in the state of Connecticut and anybody else who want to be a police officer. Come to Hartford. Come call me at 860-757-4338. 860-757-4242, and go to policeapp.com and click on City of Hartford entry-level police officer today. Do it today. Don't wait because the application is going to close on January 10th. That's next Tuesday. So let's get right to it, guys.
Why is there a deadline of January 10th? Is this something that can't go on all year? What's up with that?
Well, the deadline of January 10th allows our human resources. The Human Resources Department in the city of Hartford, you know, it's just one entity, but they do all the hiring for every division in the city. So, you know, when they get a certain amount, they give us pretty much 7 weeks for this application period. And once they get all these applications, then they have to vet them and process them. But they're also, as they're hiring for the police, they're also hiring for different divisions. So they're, you know, they have different guys that are working in various capacities. And unfortunately, I wish we had a huge, even bigger human relations, you know, resources division. And that would be, you know, I would love that. But I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to close the application on January 10th, but it'll probably open up again in 4 to 6 weeks after that, because once they can vet all those applications that they receive now, then we can start processing new ones down the road. And I want to tell people, one of the most important things that we do here with the Hartford Police Department, especially for new officers, you have to pass a physical assessment test. We here at the Hartford Police Department in our recruiting division, myself and another officer, Officer Marquez, we offer physical agility training. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we offer what we call a CrossFit-style training to get people in their physical condition to pass the physical agility test, which consists of a mile-and-a-half run, a 300-meter run, a certain amount of sit-ups in 60 seconds, as well as sit-ups. And that's based upon your age and gender. If you have any questions about that, please give me a call at 860-757-4338. The physical agility assessment test, every officer in the state of Connecticut at one point had to pass that test because it's part of our post standards. But we offer training. We do that, and we have almost like a 98% efficacy rate, which means that if you come and work out with us, you will pass that physical assessment test. And we also have for the written exam, we do practice written exams where we bring people in, and it's like a study session where we actually go over the exam. And we help you show you where you made your mistakes. And, you know, we get you prepared for those things. The bottom line is we want to get you prepared for success. I say we're recruiting, but we're also career development. So what that simply means is that once you get here on the job, and me from my experience and some of the other officers here and detectives that I work with, we prepare you to find your niche here in the police department. So if you want to be a detective or you want to work in a different division or a specialized unit, we help you prepare that career path to get to that point. And that's one of the things that that's like a mentoring program that we have right here within the department, because I think it's important that older, more experienced officers reach back and take new officers under their wing and kind of show them the ropes, so to speak, but also guide them into a career path that they find that they're excited and interested in.
What is causing the increase that we're seeing nationwide, not just in the city of Hartford or in neighboring suburbs, but there's just this general sense and these headlines about increased retirement, a harder time recruiting. There are worries about police accountability. Can you address any of those problems?
Well, let's start with accountability. I think police accountability, listen, I'm all for it. You know why? Because when you're accountable, it's like my dad said, you know, hey, listen, your actions, you have to be accountable for your actions. So and there's consequences with everything you do. That being said, here in the Hartford Police Department, we didn't need a legislative bill. We've always been accountable for our actions. We have mechanisms in place to hold every officer here accountable for everything they do. And we're very compliant with all the things that the legislature have put in. It's not something to fear. Guys, and you know, people out there, if you want to be a police officer and you're coming in and you're doing the right thing, that's not something to worry about at all. Just come on in, be yourself, be human. Put yourself in the other position. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And if you do that, you're not going to have a problem at all. And in terms of recruiting, I just think nationwide, not just in law enforcement, but I mean, I think, you know, it's an issue when COVID kind of came in and some of the things where people who are allowed to work at home. I think as a nation, we reassess a lot of things. And I think people are looking at opportunities in terms of, well, do I want to work here? Do I want to work at home? Do I want to do this? And I think it's just going to take a moment for us to shake those COVID, you know, shackles off and kind of reassess where we're at as a nation and realize that, you know, being a law enforcement officer, you're going to be outside. You're going to be interacting with people. You're going to be doing a lot of great things. Like I said, it's not you're not necessarily confined to a desk and a computer screen all day. You know, that's one of the great things. Your cruiser is your office. Or if you're on a walk beat like I was, you're outside, you're walking, you're talking to the business, you're interacting, you're doing a lot of great things. So I think you're going to see a change, not just in recruitment for law enforcement, but across the board in terms of other employment and other agencies in our country as we adjust to the new normal. You know what I mean? And I think that is something that you're going to see more and more often. But the challenges are there, but we're up to it.
Earlier in the program, you mentioned pay, and I wanted to circle back to that as we get ready to wrap up here on Face Connecticut, talking with Sergeant Austin from the Hartford Police Department. If somebody is interested, if somebody is possibly curious about leaving one department to go over to Hartford, what can you guys offer financially?
Well, our pay is competitive across the state. I mean, I can tell you right now, we just completed a new collective bargaining agreement, and you know, our top pay is going to be almost close to $90,000. Not for starting officers, and starting officers are going to be right about 80, 81. But if you have like 4 or 5 years on the job, or you're coming in as a comparable, you're going to be close to almost $89,000. So that's very competitive. And I have rank, and as you move up through the command structure, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, or you become a detective, you know, there's pay increases with that as well. So you're going to retire out of here in 20, 25 years with a pension. You know, it's going to be great. You're going to really, our benefit package is, you know, paid vacation, paid days off. You can earn comp time. There's so many different ways you can earn a living here in this department. I can guarantee you, you will be solidly, very solidly middle class. You'll be able to provide for your family. If you don't own a home, I guarantee you, you will be able to buy a home. If you're a young kid, like I was at 21 and 22 and 23, and you're into cars or whatever it is you're into, I guarantee you, you'll be able to get it. You know, we have a great credit union. We have great opportunities for so many people. The economics of this job is just fantastic. It's taking care of me and my family. I put two kids through college, and I have one currently in there. So I just thank the city of Hartford for giving me an opportunity almost 20 years ago, and I look at what it's done for me and my family. And so I can tell you the economic benefits and the long-term pension and retirement benefits are going to be fantastic. And I just think you do yourself a great service to come here and work at the city of Hartford.
I've had a great time talking with you, Sergeant Austin, about the Hartford Police Department and the recruitment efforts that you've got going on through January 10th. Possibly another batch of recruitment efforts down the line in a few more weeks. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? Any final thoughts? Maybe something we missed?
Hey, listen, I just want to say once again, we're all hiring, guys. You know, we are hiring. Visit policeapp.com, click on City of Hartford entry-level police officer, or give me a call, 860-757-4338. Once again, policeapp.com, click on City of Hartford entry-level police officer, or give me a call, 860-757-4338. Sign up. Come on and train with me and Officer Marquez. We have so much fun when we're doing our PT. You guys will get it. I mean, like I said, it's awesome. I'm 60 years old, and I'm still out here running around like a kid. So, guys, come on by. Enjoy what we're doing. I'd love to have you. And if you have any questions, just reach out to me at that number, 860-757-4338 or 860-757-4242. Thank you, Morgan, for having us, and thank you to all your listeners for giving me the time this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, Sergeant Austin.
Thank you very much.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.